Buying a fake Gucci bag or a $25 Rolex watch won't kill anyone, but buying counterfeit medicine can cause serious disability and even death, as Robert Mallett, senior vice president of the pharmaceutical firm Pfizer, explains. He relates the story of a 30-year-old man suffering from backache who bought what he thought was Xanax, an anxiety-reducing compound and a painkiller called Ultra.
He bought it over the internet. He took them both one night, and he woke up in the hospital 3 weeks later. His Xanax was counterfeit. It contained four times the usual dose. It was combined with another medicine. It produced a heart attack, brain damage, and sent him into a coma.
The illicit nature of this trade makes it difficult to obtain exact figures, but estimates put counterfeits at more than 10% of the global market in medicines, and the World Health Organization reports about 25% of the medicines consumed in developing countries are fake. The most commonly counterfeited medicines in poor countries are used to treat life-threatening conditions such as malaria, tuberculosis, and HIV/AIDS. Mallett says this is akin to murder.
More alarming than what we see today is what we foresee happening tomorrow. Some authorities expect counterfeiting to double in the next 4 years. That could mean one in every five patients will be using counterfeit drugs.
But counterfeit medicines are not the only products that can kill.
Is that counterfeit fire extinguisher?
Five.
Brian Monks is vice president of anti-counterfeiting operations of the U.S.-based Underwriters Laboratories, which tests products for safety.
Can you imagine you're in a house, you're in a fire, you go to use the fire extinguisher to get your family out of the house, and you don't get out because the fire extinguisher does not work?
Monk says over 20 billion UL labels a year appear on products worldwide attesting to their safety. He calls the counterfeiting of products an economic crime.
These thieves want to steal as much money as they can, and at our risk. We take this battle to the counterfeiters worldwide. We want to have them charged, prosecuted, and put in jail, and their assets seized. They should not profit from people's lives, or putting people's lives in jeopardy.
And it's not just the police, and that's what has to be kept in mind. It's customs working with the police, working with the private sector. And in most of these areas, this has never been done before. And that is where we see our successes.
Director of Specialized Crime at Interpol, David Gork, says counterfeiting products is not a crime that stands out. He describes this as an insidious type of crime that is slowly creeping.
Now, you have to ask yourself also, why are they committing these type of crimes? They could be running drugs or running prostitution rings or trafficking people. And a lot of times these organized crime groups are doing all of those. But there is less of an impact on them from a penalty perspective than there is on any other crime. There is not enough teeth in the law, and when there is, the judges don't necessarily understand the full impact of the crimes that are sitting before them, and they give them absolutely minimal fines. They're making hundreds of millions of dollars, and they give them a $10,000 fine or a $5,000 fine if you're lucky.
Almost every product on the market today is fair game for counterfeiters. This illegal trade undermines economic development. It results in lost earnings, lost jobs, and lost tax revenues. The expansion of the illegal trade in fake foodstuffs and pharmaceuticals can cause disability and death. Delegates at the Congress agree police and customs officials need more money to fight counterfeiting. They urge governments to enact tough laws against this scourge and to enforce those laws. They say public awareness must be raised of the damage caused by counterfeit products. Once consumers stop demanding these cheap goods, the supply will dry up, and so, they say, will the crime and economic exploitation that goes with it. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.